A third search with different results. Lisa Brady, Fox News. An attorney for the president says no classified documents were found at his beach house.
The FBI's planned search of the president's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, lasted about 3.5 hours and turned up no new documents bearing classified markings. President Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, says consistent with a process of earlier searches, the Justice Department did take some other materials and handwritten notes that appear to be related to the president's time as vice president.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Today's search, part of an ongoing probe into the handling of classified documents after sensitive material was found at the president's Wilmington home and a former office in D.C. A deadly shooting in the nation's capital, starting on a city bus, ending in a metro tunnel, with passengers disarming the gunman who's in custody after shooting three people, killing a transit employee. The flow of fentanyl, part of the focus at the first of two House hearings on border security.
Any amount smuggled in a backpack or a fanny pack or even in somebody's pocket can be enough to kill thousands of people.
Brandon Dunn co-founded the awareness group Forever 15 Project after losing his 15-year-old son to a counterfeit painkiller pill sold by a drug dealer and containing four times a lethal dose of fentanyl. A rising number of younger children dying from fentanyl poisoning.
According to the nonprofit Families Against Fentanyl, between 2019 and 2021, fentanyl deaths among 1 to 4-year-olds tripled and deaths among 5 to 14-year-olds nearly quadrupled.
Fox's Rebecca Castor, that group's founder, urging the White House to declare fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. A Fox News alert now from the Fed, just announcing a quarter-point rate hike as part of its ongoing effort to fight inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Prosecutors present what may be the most critical piece of evidence they have against a former attorney accused of killing his wife and son in South Carolina.
In opening statements, prosecutors told jurors they would see video made on Paul Murdaugh's phone moments before he was killed, taken in the dog kennel area of their hunting grounds. On it, they said you would hear the voice of Paul's father, Alec, even though Alec said at that time he'd been napping back at the house.
Hey, he's got verses now!
Hey, mother.
The evidence was presented after a digital forensic investigator established the video was taken for 1 minute, starting at 8:44 the night of the murders, just minutes before prosecutors said he and his mother Maggie were killed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The funeral for Tyre Nichols getting underway in Memphis, with Vice President Kamala Harris among those paying respects. The traffic stop beating of Nichols earlier, or in January, I should say, leading to murder charges against five fired Memphis officers in a case that remains under investigation. A brawl in the stands turns fatal in northern Vermont.
A fight broke out involving spectators at a middle school basketball game, 7th and 8th graders, in Allburg, against the team from St. Albans, Vermont. State troopers were called to respond, finding many of the people in the fight had already left. A 60-year-old man, Russell Giroux of Allburg, though, said he needed medical attention and was pronounced dead at the hospital where he was taken by ambulance. There'll be an autopsy. Police have not said how he was hurt. They're looking to speak with anyone in the fight or who saw it. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Recapping the Fed's latest rate hike, it's a quarter-point increase, the eighth rate hike in a row, but a lesser amount as inflation cools, though the Fed chief has previously said it remains high and they have to keep fighting it, that there's a risk in backing off too quickly. But today, a quarter point hike. Right now, the Dow is still down more than 300 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.